In the regional council planning process, there's an inherent clash between the duties calling for big picture thinking and vision and others emphasizing tangible projects that create jobs.
There's going to be some tension and some change with that, but good tension. I think tension in this case, I think, is very positive.
Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy is referring to the multiple concerns voiced by council members Monday. Those interrupted talk about the council's five-year plan to ask questions about the concrete projects that plan is supposed to spawn. That's putting the cart before the horse, Duffy said, urging patience. The anxious council was told it will consider individual projects for state funding eventually based on the criteria of
does it fit with our plan for the five-county region or not?
At the heart of the tension is the fact the council's work could all be for nothing, as it must compete with nine other regions for a finite amount of state money. To do both long- and short-term planning well, the council must multitask, says member Tom Kacharski with the Buffalo Niagara Enterprise. He's of the mind there will be a glut of applications seeking state money from the council, most of which they will have to deny.
I hope that we don't lose track of those projects because there's more than one way to skin a cat. And, you know, maybe those can go out to investors in other places that might find them particularly appealing and can help them with their funding gap or connect them to other initiatives that might be able to help them with funding.
Which might not be a good thing. That could lead promising regional ideas and businesses away from the area, thanks to the deeper pockets of non-local investors. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.